the human being, the insan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given, and Allah ta'ala gives the opportunity and ability for a person to do good deeds. Allah ta'ala removes the opportunities for a person to do bad, and good, nice deeds deserved of Jannah, Paradise, Allah ta'ala gives to a person the ability to perform. And when an individual goes towards good and saves himself from sin, then shaitan at the same time in parallel does his work and tries hard to divert that person. A person should never be ignorant of the fact that, oh, I am free from shaitan. Because shaitan is always running after us and he wants to destroy us. Especially when a person repents, does tawbah at the hand of a wali of Allah, and starts to travel on the journey of tazkiyah and wants to purify his batin. Because tazkiyah means to purify the zahir, the external, and the internal, the batin, to do both. Obviously a person wants to remove the external deficiencies and sins, and also at the same time the batini, internal sins are dangerous. And if a person wants to be free from these, then it's stated that a person has started the journey of tazkiyah, tasawwuf, to follow the path, the subject of purification. I remember when this Ajiz, humble servant, went and presented himself at the service of Hazrat Nurul Marqada to do tawbah in front of my sheikh, and straight away after giving tawbah, the nasiha that my sheikh Hazrat Sahib explained to me, at that time maybe I didn't understand, but the words were very important and waiting was the key point. Obviously at that time a person's doing tawbah and there's an attempt and a promise being made to Allah to save oneself from sins, and the Kamil Waliyullah, the promise was made there verbally to him and he was there present, the complete Wali of Allah. So when in this condition a person is there, then the Wali, the friend of Allah, he makes a person aware of all things that surround him, that look, such things will happen to you, with you, and you need to save yourself. And those words are beneficial. Inshallah, this will be beneficial, what I will share. Because this majalis, these majalis gatherings are for this, just like Mawlana Saab gave an announcement that Islahi Majlis, a majlis for rectification. So we should speak about such things that we can have our Islah done for us. We rectify ourselves and we can do good deeds. Me as well and you. I am in requirement and you also in requirement. The person who speaks is more need than those who are listening. Remember this. So the gathering that we're sitting in has a link with such words. So when Hazrat spoke, the first nasiha Hazrat gave to me, and it was this, that be careful. Save yourself from bad company. Save yourself from the bad majlis, from the bad gathering and from a bad place. And such a valuable point Hazrat made. Total, you can say, a summary of the Quran and the Hadith. Why? Why? Because he was Kamil, complete, and he knew, my Shaykh, that when a human being starts to do dhikr, adhkar, starts the hajjud and nawafil, voluntary actions and good deeds, and hajj and umrah, and he starts to do work of the deen, go on jamaat, sit in tabliq, etc. Person starts to do all of these good deeds and he becomes good, and these are all the paths to success. At that time, there's a thing that is created in insan that, oh, I'm fine now. And what effect is it going to make to me? Anything negative? There won't be no effect. I've just done chilla many days in Allah Ta'ala's path, and no difference will be made to my mind if I go here or there. I've just done some work of the deen, doesn't make any difference. I've done ibad all night long. I've done dhikr of Allah. I've just come from a good gathering. So if I sit, maybe in bad company, won't make any difference. And these thoughts come, oh, I pray salah. What difference will this make to me? But be careful, beware. Remember one thing for sure. One thing for sure, that just like a person starts to improve and become better with good company, and the effects of good company makes that person good and pious, then more than that, more so than that, the effect of bad company is much more in multiplication and effect and severity. A person can be on any maqam, status, piety. Allah Ta'ala can give a person high maqam for such a period of time, but even then, never should a human being think that I'm free from bad company. Don't sit in bad company. Don't sit in a bad gathering with bad people. Very important to understand. Because a person can slip and fall down. And company, definitely every single way bad company can have an effect on a person. This is the statement of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam with regards to it. And the Quran says this: if you have good company or bad, both have the effect. They both rub off onto the individual. It doesn't matter how bad a person is. If he goes into the company of a good person, then he will start to have a good effect on him. And the good company will affect that person in a nice way, a positive way. Allah Ta'ala has put the reflection in the hearts, that our heart suddenly will pull on and absorb the attraction of the good company. So shar, bad, evil, can affect us. In the same way, bad deeds or bad gatherings or bad company can pull on a person as well. And it does it in a quicker way. So we should try our best that if there's a place which is against Sharia or against the principles of deen, or if bad things are happening which are against Allah Ta'ala's principles or rules, or even if it's in the name of religion, if it's given the name of a religion or deen, and there's something there which is against Allah Ta'ala's deen, Allah Ta'ala's rules, then even that is a bad gathering. Remember this. Even that gathering is a bad gathering, because where the Quran is being recited or something's being discussed and is being done in the wrong way without Sharia, then remember, we have to be aware of that gathering, because it's against Sharia. Even if it's in the name of deen, religion, then how can we accept that gathering? So never consider you'll get reward if you attend, because the effect of that gathering will come onto you. And such an effect that a person, he wastes his deeds. He wastes his amal, he wastes his efforts due to attending a wrong gathering or a negative gathering or bad company. Rather, in reality, a person becomes like shaitan. Forget about leaving his good deeds, he becomes like shaitan. Remember an event, Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith rahimahullah narrated this event in his kitab. And see the effect. So he stated, the Shaykh who wrote this story, that in the previous generations there was a pious person, a good person, and he saw shaitan. He saw shaitan. And he said, okay, you are. So he went up to shaitan and he said, who are you? He said, I am this person. He said, I am shaitan, Iblis. He said, that for many days I was looking for you. He said to shaitan, he said, why were you looking for me? That you are a pious person, salih, upright. Shaitan, he was laughing. He said, what, are you joking? Why are you looking for me? He said, no, that I have a duty for you. He said, it's good I've met you. I have a request or something I want you to do. There's something I'm stuck in, and please can you fulfill my need, my requirement. And shaitan said, this man, he's high in status. And if I make him stuck and trapped, then everyone who's with him, they'll also be trapped and get stuck. So very good clients come into my hand, because the shaitan runs after pious people first. Remember this, if Allah has given you status, people listen to you, they follow you, or they sit in your majlis, in your gatherings, they listen to your waaz, your speech. So that person is in more need, a leader who gives tabligh. Why? Because if he says something wrong or does something wrong, then the whole gathering will follow him and accept him. The whole sin will go on who? That man's head. They say, oh, we heard from him. He's a pious person. He's a good person. We went to his majlis and we were listening to his words. And that had an effect on us. So Hazrat Rahimullah said to me that be careful. Doesn't matter who it is, a speaker, great gathering, whatever it's called. Don't go to that gathering. First look at deen, rules of Sharia, Allah Ta'ala's deen. Then decide on going to that place. So shaitan said, is it you looking for me? Okay, please tell me, how is it that I can help you, assist you? I am your to your service, I will help you. He said, okay, shaitan. What it is, shaitan, my friend, that I want to become like you. He said, huh? You want to become like me? What is this you're saying? He said, please tell me a way that I can become like you totally, said the pious person. So shaitan was thinking, yaar, this man, he's got understanding and wisdom, and he's saying ajeeb things to me. So the shaitan didn't waste a minute. He said, are you saying the right thing? Is this what you want to do? That a man like you, a pious person, you're saying you want to be like me? Until today I've never seen a man. It's the first time in my life I'm seeing a person who has a desire that from the first in time until now I've not met a man who says that, make me like you, said shaitan. That I, very in difficulty, I make customers and clients and I drag them towards sin. And he said, is it? This is something to hear, then listen carefully. This is a very precious point I'm explaining to you now. Valuable. So, and explain this in your homes and in your environment. Explain this. So the Shaykh said, okay. Shaitan said, if you want to become like me, then this is a big statement you've said. He said, I'll make you like me. It won't take long, don't hesitate. And look, he was a Buzurg Shaykh, high status. He said, forget the story. He said, within a minute I'll make you like me. I've got the method. He said, how? What shall I do to become like you? His Shaitan said, I'll tell you two actions to become like me. Just do these two actions and then you won't become a sinner. You'll become like me, just like him. He said, okay. Shaitan was now explaining his attributes. That there's no sin. All of the sins emanate from Shaitan. Remember this first. So he said, Shaitan, tell me. Imagine that I want to become like you. Shaitan. He's saying, I want to become like you. To become like Shaitan, think about, imagine what else is left in life if a person becomes like Shaitan. And he said, just two things you have to do. Two actions, two statements, and suddenly you'll totally become like me. You'll become my inheritor and you'll become like my offspring. Do dua that Allah Ta'ala does not allow us to implement these two factors. Say, I mean loudly. Loudly. Because if these two factors, elements come into our lives, if we listen to this and we have these factors or elements in our life, then tell me, what are we? Where is our salah? Where is our dhikr? Where is our Quran? Where is our recitation of verses? That if a person, when he passes away, Allah Ta'ala says that this was you. You were sinful. You did these same actions that makes a person like Shaitan and it becomes like Shaitan. That person. You were doing these actions in your life. Tell me, how severe and sad. How can we be saved? So these two elements, factors, points that Shaitan told him that if you do these, you'll become like me. Learn these two factors and make a total solid niyyah and promise that these two actions will never come in life. Say inshallah. Totally forget the deeds you're doing, the worship, etc. So Shaitan, he said, quickly Shaitan, tell me that I would be grateful if you tell me these two factors and elements in your life. He said, come close to me, I'll tell you then how to become like me. So become bayah on my hand, just like a sheikh gives bayah. So he said, here, pledge allegiance to me. Shaitan said to the sheikh, come to me. Listen to me, do tawbah on my hand, and I will make you my inheritor, and you'll become like me. Totally, you'll do actions like me. All of the actions. He said, please tell me, what are the two actions I have to do? He said, first action number one is that in salah, become negligent in salah. Allahu Akbar. He said, do what? Become negligent. He didn't say leave salah. Yani Shaitan's tricks. He didn't say leave salah. He said, just become a little bit negligent and lazy with your prayer. Oh, I'm a bit lazy. I wanted to go to Fajr, but I couldn't go. I was a bit lazy. I wanted to go to Asr, but what can I do? I was sitting down, talking, speaking, and I was lazy. Maghrib, phone call came while I was talking on the phone, I became lazy. Oh, it took me too long to eat. I was lazy. I didn't go to pray. Or I didn't pray. So these are people who are doing practical Islamic actions. We've done dhikr in the night, prayed tahajjud, worship to the high degree status. A person will have done tabligh for many days and come back to his town and home. And this happens regularly. If I tell you the truth, that when a person comes back from Hajj, you know when people come back from Hajj, you will see that first their salah will be strong. Before they went and after they come back from Hajj will be weak. Because Shaitan, he attacks a person who is strong. So he said that what happens? A person comes back after doing Hajj and he says, yes, I've done Hajj, I've done Tawaf and worship. Okay, today I'll pray Salah at home. I'm a bit tired, exhausted. And regularly this occurs. We come back from Tabligh, a person, 40 days, exhausted. Okay, today, so I'll pray at home. Wife are there, children are there, so I'll pray at home today. So a person's going to do a big action of the deen, he's going to a big majlis, dhikr, adhkar, sheikh, majlis, gathering, then he becomes lazy. I spent a few days, I did some dhikr, adhkar, and I'm forgiven, and I'm pure, and these are the rewards of dhikr. That begin to mean that if I do dhikr, I'll become like this, this and this. So a person, if he does the more deeds, he does the same way, then Shaitan drags the person down. All of the reward of Hajj is thrown down in the water going under the bridge. So if I ask you a question now, that this is laziness we're talking about, laziness. And this is the first point Shaitan said to this student to be, that become lazy in your salah. When a person's lazy in salah, he doesn't just become a sinner. Rather, he becomes the fountain of the sins. Allah forgive us. Allah forgive us. But he doesn't feel, Shaitan doesn't let him feel that he's doing something wrong. The most, effort that Shaitan makes on a human being, my friends, on a mu'min, Shaitan's hardest work on a mu'min to destroy a person's deen is salah. Shall I tell you, this ajiz once saw Shaitan. I told you this before. This ajiz, Randall Street Masjid, I was praying Salah at that time. And I saw with my eyes And I saw with my eyes, my brothers, that shaitan, one shaitan, until today I can remember his face, one shaitan was there. And I swear by Allah, I cannot explain to you that from his hands, all people who I knew would go to the masjid, the same people knew, how he was grabbing them and dragging them, pulling them towards himself. And he was trying so hard, he was trying, struggling, that I was shocked. And I was looking at him, that this is the way the shaitan stops people? That 15 minutes I watched him, 15 minutes until the inside of the masjid, he tried his best that I want to send people back home out of the masjid. Someone was coming out from this way, that way. People were struggling to get away from the shaitan, but he was not giving up. Shaitan was giving up. He was embracing people, pushing people, blowing on people, saying things to people. I couldn't hear what he was saying, his words, but I couldn't see his actions. For 15 minutes, I could see shaitan. People are coming to the masjid, grabbing them, pulling them, pushing them. This was a lengthy sort of vision. And there was much after that. And in reality, that never ever, remember one thing, my friends, remember one thing. Big tazkiyah you can do, purification, dhikr, reach to the heights and piety, get a high status. From Allah, you may be given the good glad tidings, your ghawth and kutab. One word, remember that salah, with regards to salah, totally be careful. Don't be lazy and negligent. I tell you this today. Totally don't be negligent with salah, except for that person, that if there's a sharia excuse, that on, with this excuse you can leave jama'ah. Otherwise no amal, no deed of ours will be useful in comparison to salah in the right way. Forget about punishment, laziness, forget about leaving salah. May Allah forgive that we leave salah. May Allah forgive us, that Allah Ta'ala give us mercy and give us your blessings, that may us, may we pass away in such a way that all our life we've prayed. Anyway, so this situation of laziness, negligence, leaving. So let's look inside our homes now. Our children, our women, folk, our family. What's the situation with regards to our salah? What's the status of our salah? What is the power of our salah? What's the, you can say, sincerity in our salah? Laziness, forget about that. There's not even any salah in our homes. And if there's no salah in our homes, and it, the person's become like a bubble like shaitan. In other words, in that girl and boy, all the defects like shaitan, that contains shaitan. Where will adab come for that person? How will that person know about bad? How will that person refrain from sin? How will that person accept the relationship rights? Where will that person listen to mother or father? Because all of the qualities and attributes of shaitan have come into that child. After one sin, another sin. After the second, another, third sin. Immodesty, everything has come into that person's life. Because he says that shaitan has become, shaitan says that person's become like me. He's my customer. She's my customer. So first and foremost, a person should work hard on his family members, on himself, on his wujud, on his body. What do we have to do first? Is work hard on our salah. And I tell you this always, that dhikr, adhkar is not maqsood. This is not the objective. This is not the destination and point. That dhikr of Allah that we do, that dhikr brings light into our hearts, it purifies our hearts, it strengthens our deen, so that our salah is improved. This is the maqsad, objective of dhikr. Salah has many stages. First stage is we have to pray salah. Second stage is that salah we should pray, as like Allah Ta'ala says, that your sujood go raki'oon sajidoon, go and bow and prostrate with the people in the masjid. Then after that, attain the stages of salah and come to takbir aula. Come to the initial takbir. Then after that comes the next stage. So first the initial takbir, say subhanallah. Then you go, are you sleeping? Such words are being discussed. Great words, great hikmah. Allah Ta'ala's tarif, Allah's praise we should do, isn't it? What we listen. After that comes the next stage. Not that, oh, we've started salah and I'm just praying. Allah says, I will throw the salah back in the face of many people. That we should think, my salah, is this in a condition that it will be thrown back in my face? I say this always, that with regards to amal, don't consider that your amal are guaranteed and accepted. Don't go into false guarantee. Think negative, always think negative, and have courage and have hope. But we think, no, I'm a namazi, I pray salah, I'm forgiven. No, we need to attain the khashi'een, salatul khashi'een. This is the rank we need to attain. So to get khashi'een, to get to this stage, what are the stages? That person needs to strengthen his inside. His ruh, spirituality. The more a person is clean and pure and he saves himself from sins, the first effect that will take place is, where will piety come from? From his sujood, from his prostrations, from his ruku, from his bowing, from that person's salah, his prayer will be a purity. He will run towards the saf in the masjid. Even when he sleeps, he will see the masjid. In his dream, he will see himself going to salah. In his dream, he will see the Kaaba. He will hear the adhan. And doesn't this happen to people? It does happen. It does happen. Where he sleeps, he's waiting for adhan. Sometimes it happens that some people see dreams that subhanAllah, when he wakes up, he's sweating. Oh, I think I was going to salah and I've missed jama'ah. Congregation, I'm unhappy. How will I fulfill the jama'ah that I've missed? And he's seeing dreams. Say subhanAllah, subhanAllah, subhanAllah. So in this way, in this depth and permeation, salah should permeate us to the depth so that it purifies us. And the reason for going to the company of Wali Allah, the reason for doing tawbah, it's been explained to us in Quran and Hadith that our batin will not be washed or purified with anything. Nur, nuraniyat, light in the inside will come from where? From where? And what Amal will tell us that the nur is in the heart, will do dhikr, purify the heart. What Amal will tell us that there's nur in the heart? Salah, one person speaking. Salah from our namaz. Brothers, I couldn't wake up, my eyes didn't open, I was lazy, it was hard. Doesn't matter what maqam you have, what shaykh, spark lessons he's giving you, no link. A person, a mu'min, is recognized from his amal actions. 40 years I've done dhikr, I've done dhikr for 50 years, my face is like a Muslim, and I'm a Muslim. Where's your salah? What station, status is salah? You're doing bopping up and down, running left and right. I say there are stages of salah. Stage of salah. And the genuine stage that Allah Ta'ala has explained about salah is what? Is that you do sujda, prostration, and you should feel, subhanAllah, that you are seeing me, subhanAllah, say. This is salah. This is salah. Yes? Okay. If we haven't reached to this status, Allah says, okay, you haven't reached to this status, but Allah Ta'ala will ask them, that did you try to pray and feel that you can see me? Say subhanAllah. What answer will we give? What will I say? That when the salah is being thrown back on my face, Allah was praying. Allah said, I didn't want this salah that you prayed. I told you that pray in such a way that you are seeing me. Mi'rajul mu'mineen. So bring such a salah that I told you to pray. And will any individual, human being, bring a salah of a grace? Hazrat Thanvi, rahmatullahi, his Khalifa Ajal, who passed away, he said a beautiful point. The words of the Walis of Allah are great when you sit in the sohbat. He said that Allah Ta'ala said that bring my salah, bring salah, bring salah to me in which you had khashiyat. And which individual is there that who can present khashiyat salah in this day and age that we're living in? But let me tell you one thing. At least I can say one thing to Allah, said the Shaykh Ramdray, because his rutbah was great. What a great phrase he said. I said, we can say one thing to Allah for sure. That we can say to Allah that we should do today. And what is that? We should say that if we try and make effort that my salah becomes that salah which is khashiyat, then we can stand in the court of Allah tomorrow and say, Allah, we were trying. What can we do now that our salah didn't get to that state? To say subhanAllah. So it's about trying, those who do dhikr, adhkar. So if a person doesn't even try, make effort, the tariqah that we've given, do dhikr. Remember, Allah purify the heart so you can pray in a nice way. For example, you're building a house, you have to have strong foundations. If you want to construct a masjid, you have to have strong foundations. So Allah says, if you want salatul khashoon, then you need to make effort. And if we start making that effort, then the khashiyat, whether it comes in our salah or not, but in the court of Allah, we'll be presented, we'll say, Allah, we tried, what else could we do? We tried our best, say subhanAllah, subhanAllah. So trying is the biggest achievement. And the method we've been told to try is that do your tazkiyah. Purify yourself, your soul, your heart. Remember Allah, do the dhikr of Allah. Are you understanding what I'm saying? Do you understand what I'm saying? This is the crux of the matter. So this is such a great thing. So either we jump into the lap of shaitan and become like shaitan, and we leave here, we do one sin, we leave here, go the other way, do another sin, keep on doing sins. What we realize, our salah is lazy, negligent, our salah is not correct. That's why we become like shaitan. Our appearance, form, appearance, desire, and libas, and despite this, we commit sins. Why? Why is it? We understand now? So shaitan said, point number one, that if you are lazy and negligent in your salah, you delay it, you'll become like, he said, yeah. Shaykh said, yeah, I'll do that. I'll do tawbah at your hands. And what's the second point, shaitan? That if I practice that point, I'll become like you. Shaitan said, the second action, I'll tell you another one, because two actions are enough for you to become like me. He said that you'll do all the sins after that openly. This is what shaitan wanted. You'll implement the sins and make other do sins. What's the second factor? The shaitan said, if you do it, you'll become like me. He said, lie. Lie. If you lie, you have to swear and promise, then you'll become even more like me. Say, Astaghfirullah. A person who swears in the name of Allah and lies, that today me and you, and this is the hal of the Muslims, if we have the phone, and when the phone rings, oh, tell him I'm not home. Pick the phone up and tell him I'm not home. Lie. Oh, I'm just coming. I give you a promise today. I'll give to you today. I'll give you the money today. And I don't have the money, how can I give to you? Oh, I don't have the money, how will I give to you? I don't have the money. That a person from the biggest abid, worshipper, who's got business, money, a person comes to ask him, I don't have no money, what can I give to you? I cannot give anything to you, I have no cash, I can't pay you. Don't have, though I swear, I promise, I'm stuck in problems, I can't do anything. Every human being has wrapped himself in lying just like he's eating halwa puri. And he's doing all of the sins. Ajib, he thinks he's pious and good, he's doing all of the sins. All of the sins. You can make a person dance. Such a person, when he becomes shaitan's client customer, then after doing all actually, he's praying salah, forward, front stuff, and he'll dance and listen to songs, and people be shocked. What kind of things this person is doing? He's a musalli, he's praying, astaghfirullah. So what we realize that shaitan came into his actions. He is shaitan, and shaitan makes that person like him. So he says that if you lie, even if to swear by Allah, don't worry, even if to promise, just say it openly, I swear by Allah, I promise to you, and say, see, shaitan says, you'll become like me, may Allah forgive. And if a person dies like this in the way of shaitan's actions, then he'll be like shaitan. What will be his hal, my friends? So deen is not fake. We cannot have two parallel paths because deen is not contaminated. Deen is pure. Our deen is pure. Deen, take hold of the right deen, the true deen. So when the shaykh heard these two things, he was the wali of Allah. He said, get away from here, shaitan. You've told me now the secret of how to be like you. So from today, I'm never going to do these two actions you told me. Say subhanallah. Shaitan, he was enraged. You tricked me. He said, until today, no one has deceived me. Say subhanallah. Look at the wali of Allah, how he deceived shaitan. He said, until today no one's played games with me, and I gave you such secrets, and you made me say these two secrets that all my life I will regret for the rest of my life that you deceived me. And I swear after today, I swear by Allah, that even from today I will never trust a human being, a wali Allah, will never trust him. And these are tricksters who say, Allahu Akbar, that what a trick he played with me. So my brothers, what a beautiful secret has come to us today. But Allah Ta'ala sent rahmah mercy on Hazrat Samarqandi Rahmatullah Alayhi, who delivered this nasiyah to us. So take all of these two actions with firmness and don't let these negative sins come to your life. Number one, forget about leaving salah, but don't be lazy with salah. Don't be negligent with salah. If you're ill, that's different. But such a condition, that's a different point. If you have a sharia excuse, that's a different point. If we have a sharia excuse, no, I can't go, person says, praying salah, and after that some hal comes over him, he overcomes him. You say, no, I don't have to, I can do this, I can leave salah. And the masjid, you can do this? This fatwa you've got from an alim? Have you got this from a scholar? No, I was forced to, I don't have to go. And you've taken a fatwa for yourself? Or I can sit here and pray, or I can stand and pray. Have you asked an alim, a scholar? Have you asked the ulema, the respected scholars? No, I've put a fatwa on this myself. So this is the point we need to understand. This does not make deen from following our desires, my brothers. This is the deen of Allah. Allah set the rules and principles. So that sharia excuse that prevents us from worshipping, I've told you the sharia excuses are those excuses that make you allowed not to go and pray salah and jama'ah. But some people try that even despite the sharia excuse, I want to go to the masjid, I don't want to leave the jama'ah congregation. Even though people, they come under that banner that sharia wise they don't have to go to jama'ah in the masjid, Allah Ta'ala has given them an excuse, they have a sharia excuse, but even then those people want to go to the masjid. So number one, always remember, we don't want to be shaitan, totally not. Number two, that we need to save others on top of ourselves. We have to deliver these words to other people, share with them that not only will you become like shaitan, but the wretchedness of shaitan, he won't just make you do one sin, thousands of sins will result after becoming lazy with salah. Such an action of being lazy and negligent with salah will take us towards harm and batil. We won't be able to correct our children with sticks and beating them or scolding them. First, if we want to correct somebody, tell that person to correct the salah. No, I can hit this person. Oh, he'll pray. Or don't ignore and say, no, when they grow up, they'll pray. This is what we do. We ignore the fact that children are praying. We ignore them totally, 100%. I swear by Allah, we are making our children shaitan with our own hands. We are making children shaitan. Tomorrow they will realize what will be the hisab. They will realize that live according to the deen of Allah. If we're not spending our lives according to the deen of Allah, then there will be effects. Then why do we cry when there are side effects? When tomorrow our children will slap us in the face or swear at us or do an action of immodesty that will make our eyes pop up. Oh, what are you doing? Why have you done this? Openly bihai immodesty. Then that child is shaitan. He's totally become shaitan. Shaitan's tracked that person. made him his customer. Then what will we do about children? Today we're angry. For example, if someone says, look at your children. Oh, you mind your own business. Don't tell me what to say to my brother. Can't he go to university? Can't he do this? Go to college, university? Who's stopping them from doing these things? I say that person's salah should be strong, solid. It's benefit for that student, for that person. Correct your salah. Improve your salah. Never leave salah for any reason. It doesn't matter what's happening. And then after salah, remember this, that what do we need to do when salah time comes? What do we need to do? We need to not just pray salah, we have to accept, make our salah accepted by Allah. Allah, we are presenting the salah in your court so that we can earn Jannah, paradise. All of the rewards of Jannah will be given on which action? Sujood and Qiyam, prostration and ruku, bowing. Quran is in salah, and the praise of Allah is in the Quran, dhikr is in the Quran, in salah. All actions are sealed and concealed and wrapped up in salah. All ibadat, enjoyment, is salah. Start of ibadat is from salah. Where does salah start from? Hajj. Remember this point. Salah, the start of salah is hajj. That, for example, a person is doing what? That when the muazzin calls out, come towards salah, comes towards salah. This calling out, Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam was told to recite on the Kaaba, oh, come towards the Kaaba, oh, come towards the Kaaba, subhanallah. Is this not the color and the effect of salah? So the first effect that starts from here is the hajji. What will be his hajj? That person who can't even hear the call to salah, 5 times a day the call to salah is announced, 5 times a day the muazzin is calling. That's why the person who gives adhan, his status on the day of judgment, a person cannot imagine the status of the muazzin on the day of judgment. And many hadith have come on the subject of the muazzin who calls to pray. Alhamdulillah, these are the pious servants of Allah who call out. And remember one point, that person who gives adhan, that what niyyah should he make after today? Subhanallah, listen to this. Remember, what niyyah should he make? When he goes to do adhan, he should make a niyyah that just like Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam was given hukam to, by Allah, to call people today, me, same way, I, with the hukam of Allah, I'm calling people towards the deen of Allah. And just like Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam's volume and his announcement reverberated around the world, inshallah, my words will also spread around the world. I know, for example, adhan, when that brother gives adhan, I know how to pray. And if I don't hear the adhan, then how will I quickly hasten towards the masjid? Say subhanallah. So if I'm getting ready, or I'm eating, and I think, oh, it's time for salah, oh, if somebody's given adhan, I need to go. So my spiritual connection is with this person, with this masjid, with this muadzin. Say subhanallah, subhanallah. These are spiritual words I'm telling you. That my spiritual connection is with here, not Zakriya Masjid, not Randall Masjid, not Makki Masjid. All masjids have disappeared. And that one place, that masjid, the adhan, just that will come into my room where I have to go. Where I have to go to and sit down. Subhanallah. So tell me now, is there no spiritual connection? Has the announcement the adhan reached to us or not? Yes. And they're standing and calling to me. Always make a niyyah, a person who gives adhan, that the adhan does not spread out due to the speakers. Subhanallah. The namazi, his heart and ruh is yearning for adhan. I say rather, if a person's traveling and he's thinking, I'm going to Pakistan, I need to pray Fajr in the Masjid Aisha, I need to pray. And Masjid Aisha is at 6 p.m. Then he says, I swear by Allah, when the journey begins, then at that same place in the journey, the announcement, the dhikr, the volume will go from Pakistan to them. Because he has the niyyah that I want to call people, not for a waste of time. Rather, he will say, what is the niyyah? What the first person will make? That I want to spread my announcement to the whole dunya, wherever my word spread, the angels, jinnat, everybody you are reading to them. And the amount of ruhs that this announcement reaches to, then this whole thawab comes to the muadzin. So the muadzin should reduce his sins, live the life of sharia. And what a great reward Allah Ta'ala is giving. What a great incentive and reward for the muadzin. Is this not the case? Now, what word shall I tell you? Such points come out about salah. If I start speaking, then I think, Alhamdulillah, we need a lengthy period of time. Very lengthy, such beautiful points about salah. Everything is in salah. All success hinges on salah. Salah starts from the ritual of hajj. Have you heard this before? Salah starts from hajj. And where does it start from? So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq, that these few points that we've discussed today, may Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq to do amal on this, practice on this. What will be the result? What do we need to become? What do we need to become? We need to become solid on the platform of salah. What salah are we going to pray? That will make us accepted in the court of Allah. For that, what do we need to do? Say it loudly. What do we need to do? We need to make effort. We need to try. What do we need to do? Effort. And what's the tariqah to improve our salah, to correct our salah? Say it loudly. The dhikr of Allah, subhanallah. What's the action? The dhikr of Allah. Because the dhikr of Allah, it goes inside, it absorbs into the heart, and gives power and strength to that person, it puts nur into the person's heart. And the first effect is on salah, namaz. Do you understand what I'm saying? That why do we do dhikr of Allah? For this reason. So dhikr, the more you make effort, the more dhikr you do, then your salah will improve. The more your salah improves, then your maqam status in Jannah will go higher. Say subhanallah. Okay, let's start to do the dhikr of Allah. Recite Durood Sharif.